Mr. President, I rise today with bittersweet news from my home state of South Carolina. One of our most distinguished native sons, State House Speaker David Wilkins, has been nominated by President George W. Bush to be the United States Ambassador to Canada. I just spoke with David this morning and let him know that while we are sad to lose his leadership, we're extremely proud of his appointment. Both David and I are native sons of Greenville, South Carolina, and graduates of Clemson University, and have been friends for a long time. I have long admired his courage and determination to fight for family values and individual freedom. He also possesses a keen understanding of the need to create an economic environment that gives businesses and workers a chance to thrive. In addition to the talents David brings to this position, his greatest help will come from his lovely wife, Susan, who represents the best of South Carolina. Together, they have raised two fine sons, James and Robert. Speaker Wilkins is legendary in his public service. He has served the South Carolina State House of Representatives since 1981 and led as speaker for more than a decade. David is widely respected by all parties for good reason, because he works passionately to better the lives of all South Carolinians. The President could not have chosen a better man, and he will represent our nation well. I look forward to welcoming David to Washington for his confirmation hearings. I promised him that I would work hard to make sure all my colleagues know of his exceptional abilities that make him more than qualified for the job. He enjoys the full confidence of the President, the support of the South Carolinians, and I'm sure he will have no problem being confirmed quickly so he can begin working on behalf of all Americans.